Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we return to the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 36, beginning with verse 24. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Dear friends in Christ, a few of the professors here this morning might be old enough to recall the world's first successful heart transplant. Can you guess at the date? It was 1967. The operation was performed by Dr. Christian Barnard in a hospital in Cape Town, South Africa. He was among the first in the medical community to realize that there are times when a human heart is damaged beyond repair and that an entirely new heart is needed. The same is true of the sinful heart of man. Only from a spiritual standpoint, every human heart is beyond repair. Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Thankfully, we've been considering the theme, God makes everything new. Last time we saw the way that God does this by giving us a new cleanness, but it goes even beyond that. He also gives us a new heart. The idolatrous people of Judah, to whom the prophet Ezekiel was sent, thought that they could repair their hearts. They promised to reform, but failed to live up to it. They promised to give their hearts to the Lord, but when it came down to it, they reverted to their stony and flinty stubbornness. They were a stiff-necked and stony-hearted people, much like those we read about at the time of Noah. When the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, God's people of Judah thought that they could repair their own heart and reform their lives, but of course that was impossible. God promised to go one better, to replace their old defective heart with a brand new one. But that's how the Lord works, isn't it? God makes everything new. He said, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." For us too, I'm afraid, our first thought is to somehow repair our own hearts, do some kind of a little fix-it job and get back in the game. We think, if only I could try a little bit harder and eliminate a couple of these really bad habits of mine, then maybe I can please God. Then maybe my conscience will give me some peace. Never quite seems to happen, though, does it? Paul speaks for all of us when he says, "I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For the will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice." We want to be kind and friendly and helpful to people, don't we? And yet we find ourselves being mean to them instead, or even worse, talking about them behind their backs. Our dean of students warns us about the destructive nature of gossip, especially in a place like this. And he pleads with us not to gossip, but then we hear a rumor about somebody, a tasty little tidbit of information, and it's really hard not to rush out and share that with our 15 closest friends. We promise ourselves we're going to stay away from inappropriate movies and inappropriate websites, inappropriate social media. And then those places where no Christian really belongs, which of us can say we've kept that promise? We really do intend to put God first in our lives, to never miss our Bible readings, to faithfully practice the privilege of prayer, to give our hearts completely to the Lord, and yet somehow it all falls apart. If we look honestly at the state of our own heart, each of us has to confess with the apostle, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" No, the sinful and stony human heart can't be repaired. It must be replaced, and that's a task that's far beyond our power as human beings to accomplish. But it's not beyond God's power. God can do it, and he does do it. God makes everything new. That's why Paul goes on, "Who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." God makes everything new. And that's why you can sing every Sunday at church with absolute confidence the words, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me." Because God makes everything new. And with faith in Christ, you can bring all your sins and failures and shortcomings to your Lord Jesus every night, knowing that he atoned for them all with his saving blood. With faith in Christ, you can arise refreshed every morning, knowing that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Knowing that there's nothing that can hold you back from greeting the new day and serving your Lord Jesus with joy and cheerfulness, and knowing that when you reach the end of your days, there's nothing and no one who can hold you back from inheriting the mansions of heaven that your Lord has earned for you. Best-selling author E.L. Doctorow once said that writing a novel is like driving a car at night. You can only see as far as your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way. Faith is like a Christian's headlights. None of us knows the future. Here we stand at the beginning of a new academic year. We can't even see beyond the next bend in the road. But it doesn't matter, because God makes everything new, and God has given you a new heart of faith. Faith that trusts God to get you through the challenges that confront you each day. Faith that trusts God to deliver you to your final destination of heaven on the last day. So with the heart of faith that God has given you, keep the faith, live the faith every day, because you can make the whole trip that way. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn number 37.